We're joined now by head coach Mike Houston of the number one ranked FCS team in the nation, the James Madison Dukes, who are hosting the Maine Black Bears this Saturday at 1:30. Thanks for being with us, Coach Houston.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
Your team is off to a 3-0 start this year. How do you stay hungry after, you know, having such a great season last year, culminating with the win of the national championship?
Well, I mean, the big thing is, you know, we started this when I got here. We talked about building a championship program. You know, we didn't necessarily talk about, you know, just having championship seasons, but we want to build a program that is a contender year in, year out. And so that's kind of our foundation of how we do everything. And so it's always, you know, on a daily basis, trying to be the very best that we can be. And we've talked a lot since last January about, you know, last year's accomplishments. That was last year's team. And, you know, this year's team is a completely new team. You know, there's a lot of players that graduated, moved on. There's a lot of new faces in the locker room. And it's a brand new year. And this team has, you know, we've won 3 games, but we haven't achieved anything at a high level yet. So, you know, what we do achieve will be up to, you know, the players in the locker room right now currently and their performance on the field. And I think that we have a group that's very hungry and very driven and have, you know, high expectations and high goals. And they're, you know, pretty self-motivated. So, you know, I just think that we've got a good group of kids right now, and everything's, you know, everybody's on the same page and working together.
Now, you guys had a great game last week against Norfolk State. The Dukes offense produced over 700 yards against them last weekend. What makes your quarterback, Brian Shore, such a perfect quarterback for the style of offense you run?
Well, Brian is, you know, he's a special player. He obviously has some athletic ability, very accurate passer, strong arm, runs well. But, you know, he has the intangibles, I think, are what set him apart. You know, he's an extremely intelligent person. He's also a very smart football player, and there is a difference in the two. And he is a driven competitor and a leader. And so you take all those intangibles and put them together, and it's almost like we have, you know, kind of a coach on the field with Brian. In that he, you know, he gets in the right play, he knows where the ball needs to go, you know, with his accuracy and his running ability, he's able to deliver the ball where it needs to be, you know, consistently. So, you know, he's just a very special player, and we're fortunate that, you know, he's on our sideline.
Now, you know, putting up numbers like 700 yards in a game, that means that your offense is going to get a great deal of attention, but your defense has been really just as impressive, allowing just over, what, 200 yards per game, 56 rushing yards per game, and holding your opponents to less than 13 points per game. What's the real strength of your defensive unit?
I think the strength is their unity and the way they play together. You know, it's a group where I feel like we've got good pieces on the front end and the back end, and everybody understands our scheme and understands the system, and they understand kind of what their job is on a down after down basis, and they, you know, really, you know, work hard to, you know, take care of what they need to take care of and to trust their teammates. So I think it's the strength of them is the way they play together.
Yeah, and now looking back at the matchup between the Black Bears and the Dukes last year, Maine had a really good game against you folks, played you probably as tough as anyone did last year.
Right, no doubt.
What are your impressions of the Black Bears, you know, going into this game this weekend?
Well, I mean, I think they're probably a better team overall this year than they were a year ago, and I thought last year's team was a very solid group. And I think that they are well coached. I think that if you look at them defensively, they're going to play very, very hard. They're going to be very disciplined. They have, you know, solid ability across the board. You know, they're going to do a great job of running to the ball, and I think we're going to be extremely challenged on offense Saturday. And you flip over on offense, and I know the quarterback's young, but he doesn't play like a young player. You know, he plays like an experienced, poised quarterback. And I think some of that comes from just him, and probably some of that comes from, you know, the all the experience he has around it. You know, he's got, you know, virtually the entire offensive front back. The tailback is a special player. I think you have some really dynamic receivers out there. So I think that you know, all in all, this is a complete football team we're getting ready to face Saturday. And I've said it, you know, to multiple people, this is probably the best team we have faced so far this year. And that includes FBS East Carolina, because I think that Maine will come in here and they will have, you know, a game plan and, you know, everybody on the same page, you know, to where we will have to play very, very well in order to have a chance to win on Saturday.
Now, speaking of the competition that you faced so far and this game against the Black Bears, did you find the competitive level of the teams in the CAA was a good preparation for your playoff run last season?
No doubt. I mean, I think CAA is the best conference in the country. And we played two teams from the Missouri Valley, and I think that they are very comparable to CAA teams. You know, I thought North Dakota State and Youngstown State both, you know, were teams that would remind you of a Maine or a New Hampshire or a Richmond or someone along the lines of Villanova. And so I think that, you know, playing in this league, if you can navigate this league and come out as the league champion and make it to the playoffs, you're going to be prepared to make a run, because I don't think you're going to see anybody any better.
Well, this weekend I know is JMU's family weekend, and you're going to have a huge and enthusiastic crowd there for that game, I'm sure. How important is the home environment with the great crowds that and the stadium that you guys have to your team success?
Well, I mean, I think it's certainly something that we're all grateful for and thankful for, that we have, you know, a stadium like we do, and that our fans fill it up. It will make for a great environment on Saturday for both us and Maine. And I think that probably both teams will kind of feed off of that. And, you know, it'll make it just a great experience for the players on the field and what should be just a really good matchup.
Well, Coach Houston, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us. And, you know, good luck this weekend. But, you know, it should be a great game between two really solid teams.
I think it's going to be, and I think it'll be one where should be exciting for the fans to watch. And I would expect this game will go down to the final minutes of the fourth quarter. So hopefully everybody stays healthy between now and then, and we'll have a great matchup Saturday. Thanks for having me on. Go Dukes.